Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
So that great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. So I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Jollis is our guest. Rob is the author of How to Change Minds, now out in audiobook, by the way. RobJollis.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. Check that. Oh, no, it's just Jollis.com, right? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Just Jollis.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. Rob, thanks again for being here. We just got through talking about some great examples you met. You really got us some great chestnuts on why more is not always better. What's our next little gem from you?
Good. Well, let's stay on that path, and let's go back again to that debate. You know, the second thing is that I saw with Fiorina and some of the good, better speakers is that when they've got that, more is not better, and when they have that one point they want to make, I'm going to tell you why the good ones make it so strongly, because they use a principle that I refer to as locking it down, meaning you figure out what you want to say. What is that elevator pitch? You and I talked right before we went to break and said that how big that 45 seconds is.
Mm-hmm.
What does that 45 seconds look like? And once we've got the words that we want, lock it down, meaning a month later, don't get tired of those words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're walking with the same person backwards every day, then you're allowed to change it. But let's pretend, like normal people, we're seeing different clients each day. Remember, it's the first time they've ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you might be getting a little tired of it, don't necessarily keep changing the words. When you have something that works, lock it down,
mm-hmm,
and leave it alone. Perfect it. Make it yours.
I like that. And of course, most of us did that. And if you're a public speaker, that's what you do, right?
Yes, sir.
Develop a speech and the way you do it is you keep delivering the same speech. Maybe you adjust it somewhat for other folks. But when you're in sales, not only the words, but the method too, right? If you get a method that's good for you, for example, one of the things that you and I learned were the classic closes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of the 13, you like four particular more than the other 13, than the other eight, or nine, and I like four more than, and my four are different from your four. And when you get the closes that you can work into your style, and as you move them, you change them around for customers, you lock those down. You get comfortable with them.
Exactly. And you know, what a great point you're making, because let's look at where we went in our last segment. When we talk about closing, okay, I don't want to search for words when we're at a critical decision point. I don't want to say, okay, well then, do you think maybe we could, you know, Jim, I'd love to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
How many times I said that phrase, paused right there,
mm-hmm,
that my trial closed. Are you committed to making a change? I say it the same way every time. I don't say, change good? Maybe now.
My favorite is, can I tell you a story about how we've helped another company not very much like yours?
Yep.
Who doesn't want to hear that story?
Yep.
But I've said that 10,000 times in my life.
You know what? I'll throw one back at you that I have a friend in Florida that uses it. I've always loved. Opens up a conversation this way, and when I see pictures on the wall and determine that I'm with a social client,
mm-hmm,
one of my favorite first questions is, you know, everybody has a story. I'd love to hear yours. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't ask that with a dominant client,
right,
Jim.
Right.
If the office is clean, nothing's on the wall,
right,
that's not going to make a person who wants to be succinct and quick happy. But our point that we're making is that we have things that we do that we lock down. Elevator pitch. Once you've got it right,
mm-hmm,
lock it down. think you know that I work with people who are struggling a little bit. I volunteer once a week who are trying to find work. They work on their resumes, they work on their elevator pitch, they worked on their LinkedIn site, and they're there for 2 and 3 years. And you know what they're doing? They keep working on the resume and working on the LinkedIn site pitch. No. Resume looks good. Lock it down.
Well,
move
take
on.
Take a lesson from the advertisers. I mean, how many times do you see a commercial over and over? Well, you know what? You may be getting tired of it, but it's working. They know it's working. They've locked, as you say, they've locked it down. So if it works, you know, don't be ashamed of it. I mean, the idea in business is to find stuff that works and repeat it. I mean, that's the way you find efficiencies, isn't it? Is to be able to repeat what works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's astonishing. And you hit on something which I think advertisers have moved away from a little bit. How many times with your wife, I know with my wife, does a phrase come up where I hear something like, you can trust your car, and all of a sudden my mind goes, with the man who wears the star?
Exactly.
ring around the collar. There's so many things that we were sort of exposed to where we'll finish the sentence because the advertisers locked it down. You can't be everything to everybody.
That's right.
Know who you are and lock it down. Don't keep second guessing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially if you can come up with something that is your own, that is absolutely your own. And there are words. What we're talking about here, folks, are communication skills that work over and over again. This is what selling is more about communication skills than anything else. Rob, I need your website quickly one more time.
JOLLES.com. And when you're on there, sign up for that blarticle. Every 2 weeks, you get just a little email from me, and I'll tell you what the topic is and give you a link. And if you like it, jump on in. I think you'll enjoy the blarticle.
How do they find out about your auctioneering?
Oh, actually, Jollis Auctioneer Services, Inc. Thanks.
He's an auctioneer, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.